durch den Schlitter.
Chodesh Kislev, we can really smell the donuts and the latkes about Hanukkah. I often say over Svasemis about Yaakov Avinu, Mordechai Chiddush and Svasemis. Part of the Chiddush and Svasemis is Kiruv and the other Chiddush is self-esteem. We thought Svasemis should speak about low self-esteem. Shimon Schwab, Chaim Livracha, once said that the biggest issue today is low self-esteem. It's the biggest problem. So what's low self-esteem? It's really comes from perhaps a desire to be free of responsibility, to shift blame, to say it's not my fault, I can't. It's a denial of godless Adam. We have to face the great strength that a human being has and the realization that when you realize your greatness, it doesn't make you lacking in appreciation of the Rebbein Shem. It makes you stronger. It makes you more motivated to obey Hashem. And you feel more obliged. You have to accomplish everything the Rebbein Shem has created you to accomplish. Now, what's going to do with Svasemis, this week's parasha? Svasemis quotes Medrash Tanchum, a mysterious Medrash. There's a Medrash Tanchuma in this week's parasha which says, why did Yaakov Avinu have to run away from his father's house? Why did he have to go to Laban? He says, you know why? Because the Reitzeach b'shoigig is chayiv golus. Reitzeach b'shoigig is chayiv golus. What's that got to do with Yaakov Avinu? Who does he kill? Did Chalila Yaakov kill somebody? So Svasemis says the pshat in the Medrash is that Yaakov is held to be responsible for not being Makarav Esav. And that's called Ratzicha B'Sheiki. That's Ratzicha B'Sheiki. So he said, well, he must have had a Cheshbon. Why wasn't Makarav Esav? So he says, yeah, he had a Cheshbon. He thought that because Esav is Kokule Sheker, and he's Nish Emes, if he's Makar of Esav, he'll be Makalkal him. It'll damage him. But that's, as Svasemis says, because he didn't realize that he could have done it. He didn't realize his greatness. He could have been Makar of Esav without being harmed. He didn't realize that. So that's my source for low self-esteem. That even Chish Ba'ovis can't even understand all this, let alone speak about them. There's a limit over here of self-esteem. Rosh Chodesh, we know, is a soil of chaper, shnei smidim kilchosom. A soil of chaper. Why? Chazal tell us, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, hoviu lai kapora, bring a kapora for me, shmi atati. Shmi'atati is yireh. Shmi'atati is yireh. I made the moon small. It says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made shnei moiris hagdoyim, two big moiris, two big sources of light. And then he says amar gadol, amar katan, made one smaller. Because it's not roi for Shnei Melochim, the taina of the Levana wasn't roi for Shnei Melochim. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, make yourself small. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Kaviyochel, I need a soyer, what for? The chaper, Shemiatis Yerech. So this is obviously a chazal that's extremely mysterious, needs a beer. I saw in the Sefer Merakim, a pshat, he says, there is a pagam in the Bria. There is something in creation which is negative, And that is that the human being doesn't want to accept his dependence and reliance on someone else. The nature of a human being is such, he doesn't want to admit that he hasn't got all the power, all the strength, all the ability. And he's toilon by oilon. That awareness we have intellectually, all aware that we depend on Kodesh Baruch Hu. We say these words every morning when we wake up. Moidani ufonecha. Thank you. What are you thanking Hashem for? You're thanking Hashem because he gave you something? No, just thanking Hashem that you woke up this morning. That's all. Shechzarta b'nishmosi, because you can't take it for granted. You can't take anything for granted. Moidani ufonecha. So the Yoreach is nismayit, because the Yoreach said he didn't like the idea, so to speak, of Shnei Melochim Mishtavshim Kesa Echod. He couldn't cope with the concept of dependence and vulnerability, accepting something. But the whole of Avodas HaOdom is not just accepting the Rabbeinu Shlom's kindness, but acknowledging that it comes from him, and through that, coming closer to the Rabbeinu Shlom, becoming greater. We become greater by more admission of our vulnerability, more acceptance of who we are. I saw in the Sefer Yagdol Torah, he brings about the Bob Rosh Shlomo, he says in the parasha, from Nisi Abayis Imokam Lagmalim. So I like this one very much. He says, Nisi Abayis, Rashi brings on that, Nisi Abayis, I cleared out the house. What from? But Lovin says, don't worry, you can call Leah. He says to Leah, you can come to my house. I got rid of the television. Please have bias. I cleared all the stuff out. Please have bias. What did you get rid of? Avodah Zorah. So he says, please have bias. Getting rid of Avodah Zorah is when a person is willing to detach himself from the Yetzer Hara of Koichi Vaitzim Yodi. Because that's our Avodah Zorah. We don't take stones and carve them into shapes and kiss them and bow down to them. We have our Avodah Zorah is Koich Vaitzim Yodi. Koich Vaitzim Yodi is attributing our success to our own strength and our own efforts. So once you have Pnisei HaBayis, then Mokim HaGemalim, then there's a place for Gemalim, as he says, is Gemalos Chasodim. So you can, when you think your house is your house, why should you have guests? But once you acknowledge, your house is given to you. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave you your house. So then there's Lokim HaGemalim. But it's not maybe just about Gemalim and Gemalos Chasodim. It means that everything that a person does for the Rebbeinu Shlom becomes easier, and also you feel a greater sense of having to do it once you acknowledge and really admit that it's all from Hashem. Finis HaBayis. Then there's Lokim HaGemalim. So the Bnei Yisrael always compared to the Yoreach, to the moon, because we're the ones who acknowledge that what we have is Min HaShemayim. The Goyim are compared to the sun. The sun is the giver. The moon is the taker. The sun provides the light. The light shines on the moon, and then the moon only gives us light, which is reflected light. So Am Yisroel are like the moon, and therefore we count. We have Rosh Chodesh, our months are based on the moon. So we have lunar months as opposed to solar months. The Goyim have solar months, they base themselves on the sun. And the Chazal also say that the sun is red. You know, there's an English saying, red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning. There is a certain redness in the sun. So it says the chamo is keneged Edoim, because Edom is red. So the sun has got redness in it. So, and why is Edom called Edom? Because he says, Aletein on Odom Odom Azeh, which is the same thing, an unwillingness to be a makabel, wanting to be a noikl, not a makabel. They look like the same thing, actually. Being a noitl and being makabel. Because both ways you're receiving. The one is you're taking, the other is you're receiving. So when you're in the mode of taking, you're in denial of the fact that you're the weak one, you're the one receiving. When you receive, you say, thank you so much. You appreciate. So this person, Morris says, the steer between the psukim, Hashem, and Hashem, it's a loyal, so kan kodim brocha, kan lacha brocha. The lacha brocha, when you moider that it's from the Rein Shloilam, then it's taka yours, because then you're coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Hakora. But what is this machloikus about Chamo Levono? So there's a fascinating maral in Gevuras Hashem Perinun Zayin. He says there that the ten mamorois with which the Rebbein Shem created the world corresponds to the ten machas. That the first of mamorois is the last of the machas, the second is the second last. He goes through each one. So, one example is Machas Choshech, the second last Makkah. What does it correspond to? Yehi Oyer. Because when the world was created, the Rebbein Shlom made it. Yehi Oyer, there should just be light. There should be light everywhere. But that's not Tikkun HaOlam. Tikkun HaOlam is that light should go to the places where light should go to, and not to any other place. So in Machas Choshech, where did the light go to? Only to Klal Yisrael. What about the Mitzrayim? They all had darkness. Because that was like, it was corresponding to the Yehi'ir, there was now a limitation. Don't have Yehi'ir. Instead, it should only be Rechom Yisrael, or Moshoism, not no one else. Just the Tzaddikim should have the light, no one else. Because that's Tikkun HaOlam. That's not the way the world was originally made. The way the world was made was so that it should be changed. It was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's meant to be changed. The last of the Makkas is Makkas B'chayus. What does that correspond to? Very interesting, Maral. He says the Makkas B'chayus is Keneged Bereshis. Why? Because there are two Mahalchim in life. There's a Mahalch of looking at what is first and giving what's first priority. And then there's another mahalach of looking at what is be'etzim choshev, to give it priority. So in the maimer bereshis, it was giving priority to whatever is first. In makas b'chayrus, it was the opposite. It was saying, it's true, the first of the nations is Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is the last. But the Rebbein Shem is making it B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, and he takes the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, who are the first, and he takes even the first of the first, the B'chayri Mitzrayim, and he kills them all at Chatzos, in Makas B'chayris. So that's Keneged Bereshis. Because Bereshis is the Rebbein Shem saying, it's all dependent on first, and now we have a new Mahalach. So initially, the Avodah Beis Hamikdash was going to be B'chayrois, but it changed. Why did it change? It changed because of Chet HaEgel. What was Chet HaEgel? So there's a fascinating beer I saw here, and the Chet HaEgel was, again, the same machloikas. The Erev Rav came along, and they said, let's make an Egel. Why do they want an Egel? Because an Egel, again, represents the first. The animal's just given birth now, it's first. We want to go with the first, this new calf. So we say, no, the tikkun is paraduma, tovo eimet kaneach tzeres benot. Don't go with the first. But they want to go with the first, they didn't want to go with the tikkun. The tikkun was Klal Yisrael. So from that, Klal Yisrael had to change the whole mahalach, instead of Aleichs Beis Hamikdash being b'chayrim, Oveds Beis Hamikdash became Kohenim, the people who were not participating in the Egel, who had nothing to do with the Egel. Yaakov Avinu was also showing the same message, because Yaakov Avinu says to his son Yosef, Yosef comes to his father and he says, he knows his father's about to die, so he's bringing his children for brochas. So he brings Ephraim and Manasseh. And Yosef is absolutely determined that the first brocha must go to the older child. And he sees his father doing it wrong, and he says, you know, what are you doing? It's the wrong way around. So what does Yaakov say? Yodati b'ni yodati. I'm fully aware. I know very well what I'm doing. I'm putting Ephraim first, even though he's the younger son. Because first isn't the main thing. It's not Toilon first. It's Toilon Chashivas. That's the pshat in Yaakov Avinu buying the Bechoira of his brother Esau. Maral asked in Gur Aryeh, actually, on the parasha, he said, it doesn't make any sense. You can sell a Bechoira? Does anybody here want to buy Levi? I don't mean Aliyah Levi. He wants to become a Levi. But he wants to buy Kuhna. Go to a Kohen, offer him some money, and say, I want to become a Kohen. I'll pay you some money to become a Kohen. There's no way. A Kohen is a Kohen, a Levi is a Levi. You can't buy Kuhna, you can't buy Levi. There's no way to buy it. There's no trading in it. So what's this thing that Yaakovino is trading with his brother? He's saying, you know, I've got some soup, and you've got Kuhna, you've got Bechaira, so we'll swap the soup for the... How can you change? The answer is the Yisoid wasn't really about the purchase of Bechaira. It was about this fundamental argument of whether first, which is the Seda Abria, first, as Asorah Mamorois, the way it's set out originally, whether that's meant to be the way the world should operate, or whether it should operate with Chashivas. So Yaakovinu saw that his brother is Mavaza the Bechaira. He treats the Bechaira with disrespect. He's Mavaza Avodas Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't give it covered. So he's not right to be a Kohen. He's not right to be Meshamash the Beis HaMikdash. He's not right. Go back. But he says, I'm first. This answers another very, very disturbing question. The Rebbeinu Shem refers to Am Yisrael as B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Say B'ni Ahuvi Yisrael. Say Klal Yisrael are very choshuv, they're very special. But we're B'chayri? We're not B'chayri, we're not the first nation on earth. B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. So the answer perhaps lies in this concept that we're saying it's incorrect to just look at first, who's the first one. We don't go by who the first one is. We're going by the chashivus. We're going by the value. The Torah wants us to make changes, not to accept we are the way we are, we can't make any changes. So coming back, we said at the beginning, this issue of low self-esteem, it's again saying, I am the way I am, and that's it, I can't change myself. You see that the Chazal require a person to be ambitious, every single person is required to be ambitious, and to require to see himself as someone who can change if only he wants to change. So Yaakov and Esav, this big fight, Yaakov and Esav, and Esav is so broken, when he finds that the brochas have been taken by his brother. What was actually wrong with it, that Yaakov taking the brochas? Yaakov did the right thing. He listened to Rivka. Rivka had Ruach HaKodesh, she had Nevuah, she was meant to do it. And the Kleyoka says in Devorim, I don't know how many of you know this Kleyoka, a very powerful Kleyoka, he says that Pnulachem Tzafoino, it says Su Pnulachem Tzafoino, he learns a whole famous Kleyoka about Tzvina Atzmachem, that a person should try and hide their wealth, it shouldn't be ostentatious, shouldn't make things, shouldn't do things to cause the Goyim to be jealous of him. So the Kleyoka says over there, that the reason why Goyim are so upset with us is because of this. Because Yaakov's taking the brochas, which Esav wanted to receive, caused such a deep hatred and such a deep resentment, it's passed through all the doors. So whenever Yidden have Hatzloch in Gashmius, Yidden the Brocha Shem Matzliach financially, if the Goyim hear about it, it eats them up. Not simply because of jealousy, but because of Yaakov Esav. Because Esav wanted those brochas, he wanted to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the mouth of Yitzchak those words of Yitnucha Lekim Metal Shemayim Shemayim Oretz. He wanted to have that, and he didn't have that. Therefore, all his descendants, Ad Hayoyim, Ad Bechlal, they have in this feeling inside themselves, look, they only got the brachas because of Yaakov, because Yaakov did the brachas. Which begs the question, if Yaakov did nothing wrong, Yaakov did exactly what he was told to do, so how could there be a tefillah? How could it be that B'chal Doris, we've suffered from anti-Semitism as a consequence of the resentment Esav has towards Yaakov for receiving the brachas? Possibly one can answer it with the Alfon Slobodka's word. Alfon Slobodka very famously said, Chazal tell us that Dina was taken by Shechem because Yaakov should have allowed Dina to marry Esav. Because what would have happened if Dina would have married Esav, Dina would have been makariv him. I don't know if you know this, Arachaim HaKadosh, in last week's Sedra, says that, of course, Yitzchak was fully aware that Esav was a Rosha. He knew it. It doesn't make any sense to say otherwise, because even Chofetz Chaim, when somebody came to Chofetz Chaim for a brocha, Chofetz Chaim said, I can't give you a brocha. So he says, why not? He says, because you're Mechal Shabbos. So if the Chofetz Chaim could tell that the Yid coming to him doesn't keep Shabbos, you think Yitzchak Avinu didn't know his own son was a Rosha? He didn't know, he managed to trick him. So the Erechaim HaKadosh says, for sure Yitzchak knew, but Yitzchak thought that by giving him this brocha, it will be mashpi on him to do tshuva, to become a tzaddik. He says that just like Dina could have made Esav a bal tshuva had she married him. So the Alfon Slobodka says, so what was the tefiyah? Could you really say that Yaakov was wrong for not letting Dina marry Esav? Of course Dina's a big tzedekus and Esav's a big rosha. You couldn't let your daughter go and marry such a terrible person. So he says, it's true. But he should have closed the box with more pain. It should have hurt him that he couldn't let Dina marry. He slammed the box to her. He should have hurt him. There's some things you have to do. At least do it with a tear. Do it with cry. Do it with a krecht. I wish I could, but I can't. The same thing with getting the brochas. Since Yaakov had to do the right thing, he had to take the brochas. He had to take advantage of the fact that Yitzchak couldn't see him, and he had to pretend. But he should have felt, this is going to cause so much tsar to my brother, it's hurting me to get the brochas. So it shows you the tzviya on Klal Yisrael for sensitivity. That the Rebbein Shem wants of us that we should all be so sensitive to other people's feelings, that even when we do things, we have to do them. You've got to do this, you've got to do it, and you've got to say no to this person, you've got to throw them out, or whatever it is you have to do. But do it with pain. Do it with tsar. Don't do it without thinking what's it like for the recipient. Because a person is mechuyav to have that noisa b'oil, that awareness. So the whole tikkun of golus, thousands of years of golus, what's it for? It's all related to this accepting the brochas, which is about the ikki yisoid you said before, that you're not meant to say, I am the way I am and I can't change. A person's meant to say, I can change, I believe in my ability, my capacity to change, and I'm determined to do it. Not to say, oh, he was born first, Ace was born first, so he's the Bechor, Yaakov was born second. That's the way it was created. But we're required to change creation. The Asorim Amorois, Shabbai Nivra Oilam, that's the way the world was made, but it was made then for man to change it. It's mainly Asor Esamakos, that the Esamakos, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, is going out from the way things are, the way things are fixed, to undo them, to make them better, to be Mesakin. So it's the same thing with the Chodesh, the Kapora of Rosh Chodesh. Shemiati, he feel like a poor Shemiati Yisrael, that the Yisrael is working on this concept of acceptance of vulnerability, acceptance of the fact that we depend on the Rebbeinu Shloim, realizing that that isn't making you smaller, it's making you greater. So that the Miati Yisrael making the moon smaller is in a certain way making it bigger. Because you become bigger, you become greater, the more you recognize how small you are. So that this Miat HaYerech is really a godless. And so that every Rosh Chodesh, when we're celebrating this change which takes place, of the Yerech not being the same size that it once was, that is Man Kaporah Chol Tadoisam, that's for every Rosh Chodesh, it's a Kaporah for all of us, Yishu Zeche, to have a Chodesh Molesim.
Amen.